Good day, everyone. And today's topic is a little different, but it's something that I'm sure most everybody in listening to this podcast have had happen to them in the probably not too recent past. And that's change, and either organizational change, team change, mergers, acquisitions, whatever it is, change is always constant. And that's one of the things that you have to be aware of. I've been through all those things that I just mentioned more than once in several occasions, and had to guide teams through the change process. So I come at it from a perspective of having been there and have experienced that, and some experience is not as good as others, but I have had experience in doing this. So one of the first things to remember is the negative consequences of change is always going to be the first thing that people are going to, when they hear about change, they go to the negative consequences right away. Remember, 70% of all communication, self-talk, if you will, with yourself, is negative. And if you want to prove it to yourself, just track your conversations when you hear something in the course of a day and your reaction to some event or some conversation that you've had with others or what you read or heard. And you'll find out that 70% of those conversations with yourself are negative. So first step in managing change is to understand why it's necessary, what the drivers of change are, what's the benefit of change, why are we doing this? And you can start developing a plan on how to implement it. Then you want to communicate the change to your people and communicate. And you can't lie to the people. If you do, you'll lose the trust. And once you lose the trust of your people, you are DOA, and you can just hang up. If they don't trust you, you are DOA. If you don't know, just be honest with the people and say, I don't know. And you can try to find out whatever the issue is. And a lot of those issues start when rumors get started. And so I developed a habit of walking around and just in casual conversation would say to team members, so what are you hearing for rumors? Nobody tells me rumors. What are you hearing? And you'll be surprised about the things they ask. And some of them are really outlandish, but just, you know, straight face it and say, that's not going to happen. And really? To other ones and say, you know, I'll have to check up on that and see what we can find out. So communicating change is a huge thing. Create a sense of urgency. Change can be difficult, so it's important to create a sense of urgency. And this will help your employees to understand that change is necessary and they need to act quickly. You can create a sense of urgency by setting deadlines, creating crises, not in a negative way, but giving them a sense we have to do certain things in a very quick fashion. Empower your employees. Change is more likely to succeed if employees aren't feel empowered. This means giving them the authority to make decisions and to implement the change. You can empower employees by providing them with training, giving them access to information, and by giving them the opportunity to participate in the change process. And that participate in a change process creates that buy-in. And I encourage you, if you can do that, let the employees be part of the change process. And celebrate success. When you're implementing change, along the way, the employees are not going to see the steps that have been taken and that the changes are actually working. So one way or another, recognize the achievements of the individuals or of the group and let them see the progress they're making. Be patient. Change takes time. Not everybody's going to get on the bus on the same day. So allow people to be patient with them and allow them to gradually get there, but you have to encourage them to make the transition to whatever the new direction is that where you're going to be headed. You will see results, but you're not going to see them overnight. So focus on making progress each day and celebrating successes along the way. Change is difficult. It's important to remember that this is also an opportunity. Change can lead to new opportunities new ways of thinking, and if you manage change effectively, you can use it to implement things in your organization much more effectively. And that's If you have questions around managing change or anything, or you have a topic that you would like to cover on one of these podcasts, just email me on the link below or down below and leave it in there, and I will give you credit when we do it. And also, while you're looking down below, check the support and the I like buttons at the bottom. And if you can make a small donation to help support the future podcast, it will be greatly appreciated.